This audiobook is distributed by Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
Welcome to the Ministry of Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. We trust that the upcoming message will inspire, encourage, and motivate you to apply what you learn as you live out your faith in Christ at home and at work each day. At the end of the message, you'll find information on how to contact Living on the Edge or obtain additional resources. Now, here's Chip.
Loneliness, isolation. Remember when you were 4 or 5 years old, it happened to all of us at least once? You looked up and your mom was gone. You were in the mall or the grocery store, and that panic, that feeling that came over you, that's loneliness. Remember when you were 8, 9, maybe 10, and you went to a new school? You walked in and every head in that place turned toward you, and you felt like an outsider. Remember the first gym class you ever went to in junior high? That terrible feeling of, are they really going to make us take showers? Do you remember when you hit those preteens for some or teens for others, and they can call it puppy love, but it wasn't to you, and your heart really got knit to a person of the opposite sex, and it was this overwhelming elation? And then can you remember what it was like when you got dumped? How lonely, how hurt. It was a hurt like you've never known. For many, you still know, and for some of us, it's a memory of being single and yearning, coming home to an empty apartment and yearning for a life mate, yearning to eat dinner with someone, but there's no one there. And you've been asking God, but so far, He hasn't provided that person. One author wrote, "It's the most desolate word in all human language. It's capable of hurling the heaviest weights the heart can endure. It plays no favorites, yields no mercy, refuses all bargains. Crowds only make it worse. Activity simply drives it deeper. Tears fall from our eyes as groans fall from our lips. But loneliness, that uninvited guest of the soul, arrives at dusk and stays for dinner." When's the last time you felt like was it this week? What era of your life brings back memories of the deepest sense of isolation and loneliness? And as you think here, just in the quiet of this moment, where and when do you feel the pangs of feeling like you don't belong, like no one cares, like you're not really connected right now? One final question. Why? Why do you think breaking down the barrier of loneliness and isolation is so critical to have a life that's full, a life of real meaning? Well, I'd invite you to join with me, and we want to address this together, how to overcome loneliness and isolation. It's universal, and before we go too far, we better define what we're talking about, because until loneliness is understood, it overwhelms. Some of us think that something's wrong with us, that there's this secret problem we have and no one really has it like we have it. There's three concepts when you study the idea of loneliness that are critical to understand before we find out what God's answer is. The first is that loneliness is more than being alone. If you look up the word in Webster's, as I did, if you study and look at the Hebrew words translated for loneliness, as you look at the word loneliness in the New Testament, what you find is that there's a couple different ideas. One is an aloneness or a privateness. Jesus went to be alone. It's in a positive context. They were alone, no problem. But the kind of loneliness we're talking about is more than being alone. Webster described it as without involving others, separate. Feelings of lonesomeness, desolate, a yearning for companionship, unfrequented, to be separated, to be disconnected. You can be lonely in a crowd. Thinking of this group and praying about what to share, you know, the loneliest feeling I've ever had in this church was about 8 years ago. It was a church picnic, and we used to do them on Labor Day as well. And I came in July. I didn't know hardly anyone, and there weren't near as many people then, but there were hundreds of people at this picnic. And they were laughing and throwing frisbees and having fun and having a great time, and I'm the new pastor. And I walked around all these faces that I didn't know, and I felt like I was in a glass
Sample complete. Ready to continue?